Proclamation number 8630 of 29th of September, 1963. Complete submission of the will to God's will. If you completely subordinate your will to mine, then you also have to have my will in you. Then you can only ever think right and do and speak what is my will. So leave yourselves fully trusting to this assurance of mine that you always only carry out my will, especially then when you want to be active for me and my kingdom. The conscious subordination of your will under mine is also the proof of your willingness to fully acknowledge me again. You then give up all resistance and belong to me again willfully, from whom you also never could separate yourselves, because you are radiated power out of me, which irrevocably has to return to me as your origin. And when you are now no longer of will contrary to me, then your earth walk will also again be an insertion into my legal order, and you then can also no longer sin, exactly because your will is now also mine. And that is why you can also go your earth way without worry that it is wrongly directed, because my will is in you, without it being forcibly directed by me. The devotion to me, the conscious subordination of your will under mine, is guarantee for the fulfillment of your earth life assignment, even when again and again temptations through my opponent approach you, which you will resist, because my will directs you in your thoughts and you recognize its gains on. He therefore no longer has power over you. And so also no difficult situations in life are to frighten you anymore, because I will always know to remedy them, because you devote yourselves completely to me and this devotion also secures my constant care for you, so that you no longer need to fear anything what also approaches you. And believe it that also your thoughts are always directed right, because the conscious devotion to me also always lets the thoughts flow towards you so, as they are beneficial and are also recognized by you right. And you'll always only take up the right thoughts and want to carry them out. You'll inwardly resist every thought, which does not flow towards you out of me, because that is the effect of your change of will. The subordination of your will under mine. That now I myself can work in you, that I give you the right thoughts and you are then always only active in my will. And this subordination of the will under mine is prerequisite for the office of a light bearer, because he is to spread truth, and also this task demands a certain cleverness and caution. Objectivity. It cannot be carried out haphazardly. My will must always be and remain decisive, but which now also certainly fulfills my servant and he is therefore also qualified for his office. I myself want to have an effect in him and cannot use any resistance. My vineyard worker must be completely of the same will with me, but what also guarantees his devotion to me. But then you also need to fear no responsibility, because I carry this myself for you, because you completely entrust yourselves to me and have entered into my will. And so I will also again and again inwardly urge you to be active for me and my kingdom, because this is so urgently necessary in the last time before the end, where mankind is in greatest danger to go down in darkness of spirit, and it can only be helped through supply of a bright shining light, which it certainly can also still reject, but still brings rescue from the downfall in isolated cases. And this work for me can only then be successful when a man puts himself completely into my service and gives up his own will to only be active in my will. But then he also does not need to fear that his wanting and doing could be wrong. He will always only exert as it corresponds to my will, because he has given up all resistance and I therefore can now work myself in him. And his work will be successful. He will speak on my behalf. He will supply man with what I consider necessary for their salvation, and he will always be able to rely on my guidance, because I accept a will turned towards me, because it also proves to me the complete return of the being, which once separated from me in free will. His will is now mine, although it is completely free and remains until all eternity. Amen.